With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another House vote on a short-term government spending bill could come soon, perhaps later this morning. Earlier, a second stopgap bill went down to defeat in the House as a midnight deadline for a partial government shutdown looms.
On this vote, the yeas are 174, the nays are 235, one voting present, two-thirds not being in the affirmative. The rules are not suspended and the bill is not passed.
38 Republicans joining Democrats defeating the Trump-endorsed bill. It would have kept the government running till mid-March while suspending the debt ceiling for 2 years. A deadline for a partial government shutdown, 11:59 tonight. The Biden administration announcing another student loan debt giveaway. This time it's $4.28 billion in debt relief for nearly 55,000 public service workers.
Public service loan forgiveness promises to erase loans after 10 years of work in government or nonprofit jobs. Those jobs include teachers, nurses, service members, and law enforcement officials. It's expected to be the final round of public service-related forgiveness before Mr. Biden leaves office in January.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. Also at SRNnews.com, along with state charges, Luigi Mangione now faces four federal criminal charges in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. If convicted, Mangione, who's now jailed in New York, faces a possible death sentence. The Federal Reserve's preferred gauge of inflation barely moved last month, a sign that price pressures cooled after 2 months of sharp gains. Prices rose just 0.1% from October to November. And watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is trading 49 points higher, the Nasdaq down 104. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in Ohio.
The Jackson Local School District will pay teacher Vivian Garrity $450,000 in damages for firing her when she said she would not use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. Garrity said she could not violate the tenets of her Christian faith, but the school system dismissed her anyway. Alliance Defending Freedom spokesman Logan Spina says, quote, "The First Amendment prohibits the abuse of power, and school officials have learned that it comes at a steep cost." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's governor wants to repeal the state law requiring an annual abortion report. Democrat Katie Hobbs says it can infringe on privacy for residents, even if it doesn't collect information like patients' names and birth dates. She made her call to stop the reporting requirements as the state detailed its abortion data covering 2023. Two states don't collect such data at all, and two others make it voluntary. This is SRN News. Some versions of popular weight loss drugs may soon be harder to find.
The Food and Drug Administration says knockoff versions of two blockbuster obesity and diabetes pills must come off the market. The FDA says shortages nationwide of Zepbound and Mounjaro have been resolved, and there's no need for any copycats. Zepbound treats obesity. Mounjaro is approved for diabetes. Both drugs are part of the GLP-1 class that has shown unprecedented results for helping people shed weight.
Correspondent Ed Donahue. Some Starbucks customers could find it more challenging to get that cup of Joe or peppermint latte. Starbucks workers going on strike today. Walkouts in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle could spread to hundreds of stores across the country by Christmas Eve. Their union accuses management of failing to honor a commitment made in February to reach a labor deal this year. More details, SRNnews.com.